And, you know, when we think of ourselves as just a small group, I want to remind you that when Jesus fed the 5,000, and he said, you know, that he was the broken bread, what happened? What happened to the 5,000?
Oh, they left. They couldn't handle it.
They could not handle it. Correct. There's a lot of people that have come and gone, just like the gentleman came in, looked at the paperwork, and left and kind of shook his hand, you know. They'll look, but if they don't belong. And at one time, that would have gotten me. And I would have gone over and said hello or whatever. But it was like, I remember when we began this group, the Lord said, there will be many that will come in. They'll sit for a while and then they'll leave. Why?
Doesn't fit their box.
We are strange. Mm-hmm. Okay?
We're like foreigners to them.
Well, not only that, but again, this is the Lord, all right? He chose 12, right? Mm-hmm. And one was a demon. Yeah. Okay? And Irene and I were talking about that the other night. And I said, when you think about our Savior putting up with the head of the class that doesn't want to see your face, do you really want to go in there? You know? And so I'm sure we talked about the reality of John surviving because he was on the Lord's breast, getting the information that, you know, how do you survive knowing somebody's going to deny the Most High? Here he is, you know, she's, step right in there. She's the head one. Everybody knows it. She can't stand your guts. She can't stand my guts. Yet, she has her own plan. All right? And that's what Judas had. He had his plan. Jesus had his plan. Did he look at Judas? I think it was definitely a part of what he was involved in. Just like you're watching someone in your background hurting the little ones.
Yeah.
And you'd like to stop it. Mm. Did Jesus expose Judas? But he said, go do quickly. Could I do that? I don't know how well I would make, you know, could I carry that ball and say, go do quickly, knowing that, you know, this is going on. So, you may think we are less than. We may be less than, but when we're in harmony, one puts 1,000, two, for 10,000, yes. Multiply it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, this is what I have a sense to do, so that we will come into that agreement, and we can declare what the Word of God says for 2020, mm-hmm. Kingdom weather degrees. I think they're pretty cool. Kingdom weather decrees. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's do it together. Okay. Almighty God, you have given us the authority and the keys to all kingdoms. You have given the ecclesia the power and authority to restore your original design and wholeness to the earth. We speak to every molecule and atom in the atmosphere. Land, water, air, space, and humans. We say the sins, weight, and frequencies on these are forgiven. All molecules and atoms are now released from their mood by disruptive weather patterns.
We speak to the atmosphere over New England and the regions. We say, peace, be still. We take authority over all atmospheres. We establish the correct wind of God to rule and reign over this region. We command all frequencies, pulses, jet streams, dry lines, temperature, wind, moisture, and pressure to stay within God's boundaries and orders for creation. We, as the Ecclesia, prophesy truth and blessings to all weather patterns. All creation is waiting for the sons of God to arise and bring restoration and healing to the weather. We say weather will be a blessing to New England and this region. We declare creation and the atmospheric elements of wind, pressure, moisture, and temperature will not align with destruction. We say creation and atmospheric elements will align with God's boundaries. No tornado or strong damaging winds may touch the grounds in New England and the region. We speak with authority and power to the weather patterns over New England and the region. We say you must come into alignment with God's original design for weather. We speak to the jet stream and fronts that bring change and say, come into alignment with blessings. We render ineffective the destructive forces of nature that are operating unchecked. We decree that weather patterns will submit to God's order, sequence, and seasons. We bless the atmospheric movements in the heavens, which reflect God, who created them. We bless the weather over New England and the region, and call it to fulfill its purpose of watering, refreshing, and nurturing the earth. We bless God who created the weather systems and call them good.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you notice there was war on one verse? I believe it was, we declare creation and the atmospheric elements and pressure and moisture, temperature will not align with destruction. There was a waver there. Darkness wants to rule. Mm-hmm. But it will not. Just back up. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
You're teaching me.
You're teaching me.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, about the weather, you know, you can see the disciples in the boat, and the Lord tells them to go to the other side. But then a storm breaks out, and he falls asleep. Now, what does he expect from them?
Faith.
Huh?
Faith.
He's expecting faith. He's been teaching them, correct? And you got to take that into the consideration that he's already shown them who he is. Okay? He's already shown them that they have been given all authority. Yet, their low self-esteem does not allow them to stand as a group in the boat to join hands and say, this weather has got to change. So they panic, they fall under the anointing of fear, and they fall under the anointing of their soul. Their spirit man is not awake yet. They're born again, okay? But they're not awake. They're still in the sleepy pattern of life. And they wake him up, and they accuse him, don't you care? Does that sound like you and me? You know, when we get to the place where we can't function, or listening to Bob with his declaration, I made a decision, Kim, he says. And I won't repeat what the decision was, because I didn't agree with him. So that gives you a clue. We're not going to agree with you, Bob. It's not going to happen. I believe when they panicked, they woke him up and they said, "Don't you care?" What does that reveal about their hearts? What does that really say? Right? There's another instance where he's walking on water. The storm is raging, and he speaks when he gets into the situation, "Peace be still," to the weather. He doesn't go into a tirade. I believe this sheet that we have declared is to wake us up. It's to awaken the inner parts of us that says, stop. Think twice before you act or before you speak. And then go forward in obedience. So I want to take you to Matthew 18. Verse 15 says, "If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen, even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything, including the weather, and you ask for it, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with you." Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother?" So you can see what's on his mind. "When he sins against me, up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 70 times seven, or 70 sevens. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. And he began the settlement. A man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servants fell to his knees and begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. Notice it's the same words. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown in prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailer to be tortured until he should pay back all that he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you. Unless you forgive your brothers from your heart. Unless you forgive your brothers from your heart. You know, there are times when you can say the word, "I forgive my brother," but is it from your heart? Is it a decision that you and I made? Because the law says to do so. And if you're doing something just because it's legally correct, your heart's not in it. And there are many times that I said to the Lord, "Lord, I'm choosing to forgive this person, but I can't get rid of the anger. And I admitted that the anger was there. And I really didn't have a willingness to do anything about it. And you know something? I kept asking the Holy Spirit to remind me so that I could go deeper, which is what you shared earlier. Sometimes your willingness to go deeper is not ready, because your emotions are still controlling. And what you chose at that time was the best you could do at that time. And God's mercy, just like over here, he shows, if you can't complete the mission in the same way that you were treated, ask God for grace. Because again, the grace is the ability to carry out what's best for you and what's best for the kingdom. And he points out that the kingdom runs on how you set the course. Forgiving yourself. Convincing yourself that you are now forgiving yourself takes time. And it takes a work from the Lord to go as deep as necessary. And in my situation, there are areas where I saw my unwillingness to go any deeper. And the Lord was patient with me. He took his time with me. And I believe he's taking his time with all of us. So that when we are able to declare like we just did this morning, that's a beginning, that's a starting point. But as each individual under the anointing of the Lord declares this word, the pattern of weather over our nation will change if every state will do their work. I again remind you that it's kind of ironic that Interstate 90 would be chosen for us to be a part of and be right next to the highway, parallel to it, in actually two locations. And it's many years now. So, looking God into the situation of his preparing us to be here, he had that plan way back in 97. He made it known to us then But did I really understand or believe the things that we would go through? I'll be very truthful, no. You know, we're kind of the people of God wanting answers yesterday. We want it completed yesterday instead of walking it through. But his love for us really shows that he allows us to learn things, to discern, not to hate those that hate us, not to pay back what they might rightfully deserve as far as justice is concerned, but to admit that it's too big for us to understand it all, but that his compassion that he showed this man, that when there's two or three of us, that's all that's needed. We're not looking for 50. We're not looking for 100. We're looking for two or three in agreement. It's enough. And how and when he fills this place, that's going to be up to him. But I am truly, truly believing that when he fills it, it's going to be of his doing. He sustained us week after week, month after month, year after year, in many cases. Sometimes looking at the circumstances and saying, oh my God, how are you going to do it this month, Lord? And the one that sees that more than anyone else is our sister who takes care of the books. When we look at God's ability to keep us afloat, and I mean that, he kept us afloat. He kept us going. Sometimes at the very last minute. But the grace that he's poured into us will continue to do so. And he's going to continue his pattern so that when we are filled, we will be ready to minister to those people with a wholehearted attitude of the Lord. Not like this bird here who turns on those who owed him a couple of bucks. We will be full of compassion. We'll be aware some will come in with a pattern and a plan to get even instead of to get healed. When I was speaking to someone this week, And it's a person that I've known for 30-something years who used to work for me at Grace. For me, for the Lord. And I made them aware of what happened in the past few months. And they were surprised. And I made them aware that, you know, you can have your freedom on the inside, but you're not accountable for how the others think or what they hold against you. Because if they can't stand you, it's because there's something going on, something great going on. When my little boy didn't believe that I loved him, it was a fact that had been settled in his heart. And I knew that it was darkness that had done it. When he called this week, I was a little upset because of something that happened. And I was able to share with him that sometimes you're going to get injured because of expectations. Sometimes those injuries can damage your relationship. But if you act and react like the Lord wants you to react, that injury will not be in your heart, because you're only responsible for your heart. You're not responsible for someone else. And it's very clear that last verse, 35, This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. That includes your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters. It includes exes. It includes relatives. It includes those in authority over you. So if you'll close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
you're in control.
You're in control.
I'm asking for grace.
I'm asking for grace.
If there are foundations of anger,
if there are foundations of anger,
like the guy in this scripture, he's giving out anger.
He's giving out anger.
Instead of compassion.
Instead of compassion.
And grace. And from his heart.
And from his heart.
He needed an adjustment.
He needed an adjustment.
If that's true for me.
If that's true for me.
I need now your grace.
I need now your grace.
To go higher.
To go higher.
Than I've ever been before.
Than I've ever been before.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
And the glory.
And the glory.
As you manifest your healing to me.
As you manifest your healing to me.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.